Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Reaction to the Supreme Court decision overturning the constitutional right to an abortion from abortion rights supporters has been swift and fierce. NPR's Melissa Block reports.
The head of the National Abortion Federation, Melissa Fowler, called the court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade abhorrent and vowed this is just the beginning of a new fight. Amy Hagstrom-Miller, president of the abortion provider Whole Woman's Health, called the ruling a heinous decision and pledged, "We will keep fighting like hell against the anti-liberty, anti-family, anti-rights extremists responsible for this monstrous attack." And the president of the advocacy group Catholics for Choice, Jamie Manson, called the decision unconscionable, adding, quote, "No matter what the bishops or the court say, our faith is clear. Abortion is a human right." Melissa Block, NPR News.
Shortly after the announcement by the Supreme Court it was overturning Roe v. Wade, President Biden spoke at the White House, president calling it a sad day for the court and for the country, saying it takes the nation back 150 years. Biden said today his administration will defend a woman's right to cross state lines to seek an abortion and will take steps to make abortion medication widely available. Democrats are hoping to channel some of the outrage over the court's decision to rally voters to the midterm elections, where they are at risk of losing control of both the House and the Senate. Lawmakers in New York say they'll hold a special session of the state legislature there to pass new gun laws aimed at limiting the impact of yesterday's Supreme Court ruling. That ruling expected to allow far more people to carry guns in public places. Here's NPR's Brian Mann.
The court's conservative justices struck down a century-old system that regulated who could carry firearms in public. Elected officials, including New York City Mayor Eric Adams, say they'll do everything possible to keep guns off the streets.
We will not allow our city to live in fear that everyone around us is armed and that any altercation could evolve into a shootout.
Lawmakers say they hope to tighten remaining gun permit rules and expand the list of sensitive places where guns aren't allowed. Any new restrictions will have to pass Second Amendment legal muster before a very conservative Supreme Court. Brian Mann, NPR News, Westport, New York.
United Airlines pilots will be seeing some fairly hefty raises over the next 18 months, along with getting expanded paternity leave and other benefits. The Airline Pilots Association announcing today it's reached a tentative agreement with the airline for 14.5% salary increases. Deal comes at a time airline pilots have lots of leverage due to a nationwide shortage. If approved, the deal retroactive till the start of this year could set the stage for similar raises for pilots at America, Delta, and Southwest. A strong rally to end the week on Wall Street. The Dow jumped 823 points today. The Nasdaq was up 375 points. You're listening to NPR. Ukraine's leader is celebrating the European Union decision to open membership talks with his country, calling it one of the most important decisions since Ukrainian independence 30 years ago. NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports it's a symbolic victory for a country invaded by Russia, which insists Ukraine is not a real country.
Speaking from Kyiv via video link, President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked each of the 27 EU leaders who supported Ukraine's candidacy. A blue and yellow EU flag hung behind him. "We probably have more EU flags than anyone," Zelensky said. "They were in our people's hands during revolutions and now in the trenches. I believe the flag of the European Union will soon fly in Ukrainian cities we are trying to free from Russian occupation, and we will rebuild Ukraine together." EU membership for Ukraine is likely years away, but EU leaders say opening membership talks with Ukraine and Moldova, another country threatened by Russia, shows the bloc's unity. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News.
On the one-year anniversary of a Florida condo collapse that killed 98 people, victims, families, and others, including the First Lady Jill Biden, gathered at a public event in the town of Surfside. The 12-story Champlain Tower South building came down in one of the deadliest building collapses in U.S. history. Biden told attendees at a public ceremony, quote, "We stand by you today and always." The land where that building collapsed has been sold to a Dubai developer for $120 million. The cause of the collapse is still under investigation. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.